Blog Talk Radio.
Difficulty going on with me being so old right now that I just can't get it together. But we're good, everything is working. Kamal is online. Kamal is calling in from the great state of Ohio. Hi, Kamal.
Hi. You're not supposed to tell people where I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you're in the
incognito.
You're in the witness protection program.
Yes, I said I'm incognito.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm sorry. I forgot that the zombies were looking for you, and you're supposed to not be where you is at B.
Right, right. You know, I got to do.
Right. Well, we know that you're on the hunt for Ariel Castro's ghost. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
I know where his ghost is. Exactly where it's
sitting. Hot and pretty in a land called hell.
Pretty, I don't know about that, but yep.
Well, just a little housekeeping. We're going to do a quick abbreviated show tonight of only an hour, which is short for us
less than an hour because you couldn't get it together. But
Right. Well, we also know that. Since Kamal is in traveling and it's election day for certain places in this country and Kamal likes to talk long, I don't. I only do the talk show so she can have someone to talk to because I myself never have a lot to say.
That's just like me being 25, right?
Right, exactly. We're going to go with that. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Wait, this is how quick-witted I am. Somebody asked me my age, and I said 25. They said, I don't believe you. I said, I'm 25. They said, what year were you born? I said, 25 ago.
Should have hit him with, I said I was 25, nigga. I didn't say I was a math wizard.
Don't mess with me. 25 ago.
Right.
That's all you got to know.
25. That's all you got to know. I'm not trying to fake my age so I can get into a club or buy liquor.
Right. I'm not trying to remember the correct exact year. It was 25 years ago. That's all we need to know.
That's all we need to know. I don't even know why we even asking these questions. Why are you all up in my flavor? Why are you all up in that?
Why are you in my grill trying to catch me in, what, alive? Please.
Right. Do I come in your house and ask you a bunch of questions about your age? No.
Right. Do I ask you why your feet so crusty? No. Don't ask me about my age. Don't question me.
Baby don't like to be questioned, right? You give it that? Baby don't like to be questioned.
No, and nobody puts baby in a corner, you know?
And nobody puts baby in a corner. The children we are raising today.
Oh, don't start. I miss my baby.
Well, you know, when you run away from home, these are some of the consequences you have to accept.
You know?
You will miss your children.
When I can't pack fast enough, these are the consequences.
So what you're telling me is she no longer falls for it. Look over there.
Mm-mm. Nope, she don't fall for that at all. Shiny thing, look.
That's a shame.
Squirrel.
I so hope you were telling her it's a shiny thing and that's not her nickname.
No, I was telling her, look at the shiny thing. Look over there. See how it glistens?
Because, you know, I'm just saying.
Some election results are coming in. And right now, Cooch is ahead, but that ain't going to last long, so don't get happy. But Christie is the
always get again. Happy about some Cooch getting some head.
I hate you. With this.
I so hope that you don't think you're the only person who hates me for some of the things that I say. For instance, there are going to be some people who are going to be upset about me saying you are one of the most important people to hate me. One of. Mm-hmm. You have to take a number behind my mama, but
okay.
You should also know that, you know, there are people who are going to hate me for this next statement because it has been projected that Governor Cream has been reelected. Subways and donut shops all along the state are breathing easier tonight.
You know, honestly, I don't understand how people think with his temperament he is going to make a good candidate for 2016. I mean, you can't just tell what's his name in Russia? Putin. You can't just tell Putin kiss my entire ass while you're the president.
Ass is going to be that big.
Right. I'm just saying.
Because that man has a large ass.
But he has been losing weight. But remember that picture of him in high school? He was kind of cute.
I didn't see the picture of him in high school, and I ain't calling a grown-ass man cute, dog. It's just not in me.
Men kill me. Okay, I can understand you not saying, oh, he's cute. But you can appreciate when another man is nice looking, can't you?
I can appreciate it. I just ain't got to admit it.
Thing, or if it's a Kamal thing. But if I see a woman who's pretty or has on a nice outfit or nice shoes or something, or haircut real nice, I'll tell her.
Yes, because for a woman, it's possible to say that and go, oh, go ahead, girl. But for a man, you know,
you can't say,
it could be a problem.
Say, oh, you can't say, yeah, I can see. You can't say, yeah, I can see why the women would want him or something. You can't, you know, like, man it up.
Yeah, but when it comes to Krispy Kreme, I can't say that I can see why a woman would want it.
Well,
I can.
He wasn't hot.
I can see why a woman would want him to take her. Go ahead.
I'm not gonna say, you know, oh, I wanted a piece of him when he was in high school, but he was cute.
Mhm. And then also look what I have to risk by saying in high school he was a very attractive man. I'd do him. Okay, so now I'm automatically calling myself a pedophile. And cruising.
Well, he was really skinny, and he was cute. He wasn't hot.
Then he ate the rest of his class?
right. The graduation class started at 300 and ended at 150.
Sorry, fat people. These are just jokes. These are just jokes. And seeing as I am joining the class of the fatness, I apologize.
You don't have to admit that because I sure don't. I just say, you know, I got about 5 pounds to lose.
Well, I looked in the mirror the other day. Okay, I'm not going to be party to your self-deprivation. But I looked in the mirror the other day and said, yep, that's it. I have officially reached my full fat potential. It's time to turn this train around and go the other direction.
You know, I could stand to lose 5 pounds, but, you know, all it is just, you know, it's all it is. Love it or leave it.
It is what it is. If you don't like it, you ain't got to live with it. I got to carry this. This is my burden to bear.
Can we just stay on this topic for a second? Can I please tell you how much I hate that whenever I say, you know what, I need to lose weight and, you know, I need to work out, blah, blah, inevitably some man will say, well, don't lose the titties. Really? Really? What's wrong with
y'all? What's your problem?
You got to see.
I don't understand. I don't understand. You have a point to this, and I want to know what it is.
Well, you know little TL,
yes.
and you know, and even if I lost weight, these things aren't going too far. That's why I've had back problems my entire life. I want a reduction. I'll get around to it.
Again, you're speaking another language to me. I don't understand.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to tape 15 pounds to each side of your neck, and then we'll talk.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can I choose what they look like? What does 15 pounds look like? Because if you just have two 15-pound weights hanging off your neck, hell no, that's not attractive. But if you give me two 15-pound shaped like breasts things off my neck, first of all, you'll never see me again because I won't leave the house. I'll be inside playing with them all day. Secondly, I will bear that cross.
Okay. All right. Take 215 weights and strap them to your scrotum, and then we'll talk.
Okay, do you have 30 pounds of weight hanging off of your scrotum? Do you have a scrotum? See, you can't compare apples to oranges. First of all, men, for the most part, there are some who don't. But no, I'm just saying, there's some men who don't like breasts. I'm not one of those men who don't like breasts. I'm a breasts man. So if you have breasts and they bother you because they're too heavy, I'm sorry. God gave you that burden. It could be worse.
An idea of what that burden is.
I don't. I'm a sensitive man. I apologize. I feel your pain, but God damn it,
yeah,
they're very attractive, I love looking at them.
Wearing a bra to bed so you don't roll over on them. Which is painful, FYI.
Okay, that's why you have a husband, so he can catch them for you. Oh, see, I don't understand. There's always a way around it.
All right, whatever.
Let me marry a woman with 30 pounds of breasts and see how upset I'm going to be.
So I don't have 30 pounds of breasts. I probably have like 15 pounds of breast tissues, but nonetheless.
You said two 15 pound. See, you try to overdo. This is the problem with women. Y'all have a problem. Y'all try to overdo it and make men. See, it's like, y'all don't know the pain we go through when we're pregnant. Let me put 900 pounds of weight on your hips. You ain't carrying no 900 pound baby. Stop all the bull. You know,
right.
Okay,
and
I understand.
Every man is 9 inches, right? Don't even go there about exaggeration.
I tell people straight up, I got 4 inches to work with. If you can handle that, then you's a bad mamma jamma. Four inches. That's all. That's
four
all you got to handle with me. Four,
right.
4 inches, baby.
It'll be the best 2 minutes of your life.
If you include foreplay. Yes.
Oh, okay, the best minute and a half of your life.
Best minute and a half. It's right. What did we learn about the Olympics? Some races are marathons, some are sprints. Ain't my fault. You thought this number meant that we were going to try to run around the entire track. I'm trying to get from the starting line to that flag right there.
That's on a good day.
That's on a good day. Sometimes I'm just doing speed trials. But look, let me tell you something. You're going to take these 4 inches and these 45 seconds. Right, I might have an asthma attack. Right, I'm risking my life to give you pleasure.
Yeah, I'll go die giving you your 45 seconds. I don't think so.
That's right. That's right. Don't be mad at me. I'm telling you up front. This is what's about to go down. You about to get 4.5 pleasure for a good 45 seconds. Girl.
He's single, lady.
You better write.
He's single.
Right. And available. Single, ready
get
to mingle.
Line. Get in line.
Take a number. Take a number. And on top of that, you only have to wait a good 7 or 8 hours for them ready to go again.
Hey, you know what? If I was single, I'd be right in line. Hey.
You know what?
Sounds like
I know you know. That's a winning hand right there.
Well, don't let him get away, women. Don't let him get away.
And as a bonus, I'm 5'6" tall.
Boom.
I'm your dream come true. Boom. Yeah, just drop the mic. Walk away.
You feel my heart. You know,
slam dunk your love.
I hate you. Slam dunk your love. I can't stand you. I'm not worthy enough. I'm not worthy. I'm going to take myself out of the running right now because I cannot be slam dunked.
That's what's going on. That's what's going down here in Baltimore. You come over to the Love Shack.
Right,
I'm going to light
right.
a candle. I'm going to turn on the 8-track player. You're going to listen to some Billy Paul.
And we're going to get through track one. Maybe.
Wait a minute. I got to set the mood. I'm going to give you your own Dixie cup and fill it with some Boone's Farm.
Not a Dixie cup.
Dixie. Ooh. Hey, and look, they got patterns on them.
I do not understand why no woman has just stopped you up yet. I don't understand.
Because they can't handle
with Dixie cups.
They can't handle all this. They can't handle all this manness.
It's too much man for them.
It's too much man for them.
The
word
got out
much.
Of the slam dunking.
Girl, and you want to look, they were point women. Right. I walk by women, point, and they just get all, you can see, they get all flustered. They start smiling for no reason because they know what's going on over here. They know.
Right, because you wearing sweatpants without any underwear so they can get a little look.
No, I ain't trying to advertise all 4.5 inches now. I got to keep this all together till I can get them in public, in private, you know. Then they know.
Right.
I tell a woman real quick, ain't no need taking all that off. You wasting precious time, baby girl. I'm 50.
Right.
I'm 51.
We only got five minutes of funk. You're taking off clothes, don't eat up 4 of it.
That's right. I know what I'm saying when I say Governor Krispy Kreme can't be President Krispy Kreme and telling people to kiss his entire ass so he gets mad at him. Because Putin ain't got that kind of time. That's a lot of time put there. That's a lot of ass to kiss right there. A lot of ass. So it looks like Krispy Kreme's going to win New Jersey. It looks like, well, they've declared it. I mean, who was he running up against anyway? Does anyone know who he was running against?
Yes.
Thank
a
you.
Woman, I think her first name is Diane. Her last name is Bueno. And she was like, I think she's the ranking member in the New Jersey Senate.
Well, actually, I do. It's Barbara Bueno. And, you know, she didn't stand
Barbara
a chance against Krispy Kreme.
All the same.
Yeah. She ain't stand a chance. She can't. She couldn't stand the heat in his kitchen.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Now,
you know what I'm
saying? Cory Booker would have given him a run for his money, but I'm okay with him being in the Senate.
Well, Cory Booker would have given him a walk for his money because people keep talking about Krispy Kreme was running for re-election. That man ain't ran for nothing except the ice cream truck, and that don't even move too fast when he's in the neighborhood. You know,
you
so
better leave New Jersey alone.
I got a brother that lives in New Jersey. I ain't worried about New Jersey.
Okay.
Got all this over here. I got all. They filmed The Wire near my house. What?
So you just going to take on the whole state of New Jersey and women. All right. Go on with your bad self.
That's right. Hey, I'm bad. I'm a bad dude, man. I'm a bad dude. So in Virginia, we have the man running for governor who thinks that women should be subjected to a whole bunch of tests, physical invasive tests, probing before being allowed to have an abortion, and that gays are God's are a plight that God will smite down, and he's projected to lose by what we like to term as a landslide. And then in the state that you reside in, Washington, there's a referendum to do something with, I believe, cornrows. I'm not sure what the whole deal is because that's on the whole other side of the country.
You're so stupid. Yeah, it was the big referendum is the food label. Somebody got their little panties in a wad over genetically engineered food.
And I'm kind of thinking it was Governor Krispy Kreme.
Once it clearly labeled.
God.
And the ads were clearly labeled. How do you know you're not eating pet food? What? Are you serious right now? No, we got some wing nuts in Washington. Every single election, this guy named Leo Good Space Guy runs for senator. every single damn time. And he's like Art Bell, you know, that crazy conspiracy alien guy. He's like that. And then we have Tin Iman, who I hate with a passion. He was this rich white guy that felt that we paid too many taxes, and so he took it upon himself. You know, he was upset because he was driving a $60,000 car and had to pay, you know, $400 in tabs, and he had to pay $500 to register his yacht. I'm like, man, you know what? If you can afford those types of luxuries, you need to be able to pay for them and quit bitching and whining. But he gets these crazy ballot initiatives on the ballot every single time, and he's the one who almost made me vote against affirmative action because the way it was worded. It was like, I-1965, should people automatically get favoritism for jobs? And I was like, well, no, they shouldn't. and should there be favoritism getting into school? Well, hell no. And then I realized, I was like, wait a minute, he's talking about me. We're not talking about white people. He's talking about black people. Scratch, 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 and change my vote.
See?
Right. We
y'all
were
have
about, we
to be educated.
The way it was worded, we almost voted back slavery back in. Well, shouldn't black people have, you know, a nice house, place, warm place to live and plenty of food to eat? Well, yes, we should. Well, let's wait a minute. What? He's
free,
really good.
Three squares a day?
Right. I was like, yeah, I want to eat every day.
A
yes,
guaranteed job?
Yeah, guaranteed job. Please make sure I have a roof over my head, too.
Uh-huh.
Really good. He's really good at wording his initiatives to the point where you're like, yeah, wait a minute. Huh? No. I don't want to be a slave. I take my vote back. I take it back. And I've been.
See, y'all almost fell for the okie doke.
Right. But what was really hilarious was this guy out at Microsoft one year was this close to getting a ballot on the initiative on the ballot against Tin Iman. It's like, is Tin Iman a jackass? So it almost caused a constitutional crisis because there were so many people. Because, you know, you just need so many signatures, right? He had
right.
enough signatures. That was hilarious.
I like to think in every area, state, city, there's one guy. We used to have a guy. I think it's like everywhere there's like one guy who gets on the ballot for whatever reason and or gets something on the ballot that when you read it, you go, wait, what?
And it's always
so
I
think
the Green Party.
Well, no, this guy here in Baltimore, he was actually a Democrat, and he used to be like a dog catcher or something, and he was a mailman. I take that back. He was a mailman, and some of the older Baltimoreans will remember him and listening to the show. If anyone remembers who I'm talking about, please post it, and I'll read it. But he was a mailman, and he lost his job because he shot a dog, right, on his route.
But you know what? I'm a dog lover, but I feel his pain. I really do. Because there are plenty of dogs. I want to just shoot.
Yeah, there are. But as a mailman, you just can't, like, shoot a dog. You know, you just can't.
He said every single time I try to deliver her damn mail, her effing dog,
his dog was barking.
Tired of it.
No, I think the dog was just like barking in the yard, wasn't even coming at him. I think he just like, I'm gonna shoot this one. Just one day, pow, at him. Now. So, but then he started running for mayor and everything. He was always running for something. He always put some weird stuff on the ballot. Like, why? and then when they would have debates, he would always be someone that they had, you know, he had so much appeal, you know, like he may have garnered enough potential votes that they had to put him in the debates and stuff. I wish I could remember his name.
Like the guy in New York, the rent's too damn high guy.
Right.
Crazy.
But I mean, I think everywhere. I think there's always somebody somewhere, everywhere, that, you know, every city, every state, there's somebody. But moving off of politics for a moment, since we were last on air, and, you know, Kamal and I both had things we were dealing with last week, so there was no show, apologize. But we've had two shootings in this country since we were last with you, latest being in New Jersey, where
I don't even understand what that was about last night. Just go in.
Well, evidently he was. I think he was just mad at the mall. I mean, he wanted to commit suicide, he was mad at the mall. So he shot the ceiling, he shot the walls, he shot an escalator, and then he locked himself in the closet and shot himself. So they say. You know, I could understand if he tried to buy a $300 belt and they gave him some grief behind it, but I don't know. For whatever the reason was, what I read was when it was announced that there was a shooting at the mall, this man's brother called the police right away and said, "That's my brother." I mean, they hadn't mentioned a name. They didn't mention any details, but it's clearly homeboy had a problem.
You know, if I'm going through all that trouble with the Kevlar and the automatic weapons, I'm not just going to shoot the escalator, then go in a closet and shoot myself.
I'm not trying to go out like that. I ain't shooting up a mall, and I'm definitely not going to go to a Walmart because you won't get past the greeter if you pull out a gun at Walmart. All those peoples in Walmart, the Walmartians will light you up.
Right, call Walmartians. I love that.
Hey, come on. We all know it fits.
I keep praying I don't end up on that website, People of Walmart, because my daughter was sick. It was 2:00 in the morning, and I sure did go to Walmart in my pajamas and my ancient mama cap. I really did. Ain't no shame in my game. I did what I had
to do. But see, you're in Seattle. You're in Seattle. You can't. If you were in like Alabama or Kentucky, they'd be looking for you. They don't really go to Seattle looking for foolishness.
No. You're absolutely right about that. We have our own brand of foolishness, and it's not, you know, wearing pants, a woman wearing pants around her ass cheeks and her thong showing and she's 700 pounds. Now,
right.
We do have that, but it's the exception to the rule, not the rule.
Right, and then that could also be a guy. But add this before I forget about this, about your initiative in Seattle about the food. Since it's legal to smoke pot in Washington now and in Seattle, I can almost understand his point, because y'all get high, get the munchies, and then tear some dog food up. If you know, I'm just saying.
But we're doing that of our own free will, I guess, is his point. if we want to eat dog food, we need to know that we're eating dog food. We shouldn't be caught off guard thinking it's spaghetti.
Yeah, but when you high, does it really matter? I mean, when you think about it.
Now,
when you're that high.
I especially love the good folks of Colorado trying to secede. Bye.
Well, wait a minute. If I'm not mistaken, the people in Colorado aren't trying to secede from the Union. There are certain counties in Colorado that are trying to secede from the state.
Right. They want to be North Colorado. Still, bye. Goodbye. And take Texas with you. And I'll throw in Florida for good measure.
Well, we'll just take Toronto. We'll take Toronto in their place, because when you got a mayor that gets drunk and starts smoking crack and then claims and dares somebody to show him a tape, too, they say, I got the tape. I dare you to show it. And they say, okay, here it is. They go, okay, that was me. I mean,
but
that's the
we
kind
don't
of...
need Toronto for that. We've got D.C.
Now, I'm not going to let you get on Marion Barry because, see, the goddamn bitch set him up. The goddamn bitch set him up.
Look, we have fruit here that's a Marion Barry. So whenever I get Marion Barry pie, I just start giggling. Yeah, Toronto, that's some hot mess. That is some hot mess. I mean, crack, of all things. I didn't believe that he did smoke crack because he's like 400 pounds, and every crackhead I ever saw was like 20 pounds. So I was like, nah, he ain't smoking no crack. Y'all are stupid. Well, guess I was wrong. He was just meant to be fat.
Yes, because... Okay.
Never in my life have I seen a fat crackhead.
Okay, but every crackhead started out with some meat on their bones, so they became a crackhead. When you smoke crack the first time, you don't drop all your weight. I mean, Governor Krispy Kreme could start smoking crack tomorrow. He going to still be fat for at least the first 6 months.
But here's what I don't understand, y'all. It's like he is the mayor of a huge metropolitan, you know, from a political standpoint, you know, he's reached, you know, a pinnacle of success. You know, he might have wanted to be, well, I guess you can't be governor, I don't know what, but whatever the next progression is up. And then he just says, you know, I think I'm just going, I don't know if he's old, but he's not a kid. You know, what grown-ass man just decides to start smoking crack? He's got some other mental deficiency about him.
Yeah, well, they said there's a lot of issues with him to begin with. Okay. He's feisty. He's combative. He's no Bloomberg in New York, but then again, he's no, you know, he's no,
yeah,
he's
but
no.
Still,
I
just can't wrap my head around this. I just can't. I mean, I'm 25, and I'm not gonna wake up tomorrow and say, maybe I'll just start doing a very addictive drug. Then again, I did start drinking scotch.
Someone held a bottle of Moscato to your head and made you drink. We understand.
No, you know
we
what?
Understand.
You and Lil TL were part of that. So,
oh, God.
Don't even
I'm
cry.
Not.
You
She's not here to defend herself, and I'm not going to be party to this.
Remember, I was playing the drinking game. So you guys got me started on the drinking game, and I tried to blame you. You guys were like, but we weren't on the phone with you. Why were you still doing it? And to this day, I don't know why I kept doing the drinking game because I didn't have a partner anymore. And I was just, oh, he said, you know, drink, drink. Oh, he said, Big Bird, drink, drink, drink.
I rest my case.
That's because I'm stupid.
I rest my case.
Who plays a drinking game by herself?
Drunks and alcoholics. I'm just saying.
Everybody got off the phone and gone to bed. And I'm still up drinking. And then remember, I passed out. T.L. was like, I was waiting for you to call me back. I was like, girl. I was on my second bottle of wine. I was out. Well, why did you keep playing?
And I thought that part out. and thought that part out.
And I ain't looked back since.
So, yeah, this is a grown man who decided on a drunken binge, I'm going to try crack. I can't explain it, you know. But we all are subject to do things while we're drunk. You know, I've been persuaded to go for 3 minutes while I'm drunk.
I forgot to put on my underwear while I was drunk.
So, on that note, well, let's move right along.
Wait, no. So, I couldn't figure out why my butt was cold. I had on pants, but they just didn't feel right. What is wrong with my pants? Oh, no underwear.
Was this story a drunken moment? Or was this just because sometimes you feel like airing things out? I just...
No. It was that same night, and I was so tore up, but I got hungry. So I put on some clothes to go get work settling right in that area. I was like, what the hell is going on?
And there we have it.
So I only drink at home, I think. Last night doesn't count. Because I was at my home away from home. Because I'm traveling.
Right, where you can't be talked about right now.
Right, you know. City where nobody knows me, and when they start saying, oh, you know that drunk chick, nobody knows who they're talking about, because I'm gone.
You out of here. Ain't you. You ain't around.
Mm-mm. What black chick?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
But I will say I have never done anything to shame my family or myself, so there you go.
Well, good for you. Good for you. So, back to the shooting in Governor Krispy Kreme State. The man shot up the mall, was killed, or killed himself. And before that, we had the tragedy at LAX. Where
what was that about?
Well, we're going to find out because they shot this dude several times and then detained him into custody, which I find kind of interesting because what else were they going to do with him? because he shot several times in the chest. It's not like they were going to let him go on his own recognizance. But he had a gripe against TSA. And I have a gripe against TSA.
Didn't they shoot him in the head and the neck?
They shot him every which way but on the bottom of his feet.
They even shot him in the ass.
But I don't understand why. See, and the guy was like 23 years old, right? And he has this whole political agenda against the government and TSA. And I don't think he's traveled enough to have all of this animosity built up. See, this is where I think talk radio has become, and we're included in that, but I think talk radio has become kind of disturbing in the way it drums up people's emotions.
Right, because he's voted like once. He's only 23.
Yeah. Twice, maybe, you know, and yeah, but I will say this: one of the people he approached, people in America, America is not the smartest country, but we have some people who really aren't dumb. Because they said he walked into the airport, approached a TSA employee and said, "Are you TSA?" and shot the man. And witnesses saw this, and one witness said he walked up to someone else and said, "Are you TSA?" And the person who had seen it said, "No." and he turned back around.
You looking for Mookie and them around the corner.
I this uniform? No. See, I'm a Rams fan, so I wear blue and gold.
Right. Mookie, no, you got the wrong run. I'm Pookie. Mookie and them down the street.
I'm Pookie. You got me confused. No, I'm not TSA. I'm PSA. I'm fitting to tell you something that you need to know. I'm fitting to give you a public service announcement because I'm not. Not
right.
But so, again, we have an off person with easy access to a semi-automatic military-style weapon, and now they're attacking TSA employees. And NRA, where are you, NRA, saying, you know, these people only go into places where they can shoot people who can't shoot back. What you're telling the airports now is it's okay to arm TSA employees. Because I remember after 9/11 going to the airport and they were armed National Guardsmen walking around. I thought I was in Europe. And to a degree, I don't have a problem with seeing that again. I mean, I know we have airport security police in most airports. They walk around with guns outside and, you know, might have them patrolling inside certain airports. But I myself have not a single problem with having armed military style guards or National Guardsmen in the airports, because I swear, let me explain something to you. If I've got to be in the airport behind another person that don't feel like they should have to take their shoes off to go through that line and holding me up, I need an armed person to stop me from choking this. Because, see, this is 12 years after 9/11.
Or that person who has never flown in their life and have put on boots and three pairs of socks, 17 belts.
Right. Laced up boots at that.
And then take their computer out of the bag.
Right. Right. Because somebody needs to pull them off to the side and say, I know you're not a terrorist, but God damn it, you are holding up the process. So you're going to miss your flight so everybody else can't. That's what we need. I just can't emphasize enough how much this aggravates me. And these are the same people. These are the same people. You have to understand, why are we where we are today? Because of 9/11. 9/11 exposed so much openness in this country that freedoms that we had traditionally, we probably were living on borrowed time anyway, with being able to run through the airport, carry knives and shit in the airport, on planes and stuff, people walking around with guns and stuff in their carry-on luggage. We got away with that for so long because you can't do that in Europe. You couldn't do that in Europe pre-9/11. Okay? So, but these people were the ones who signed away, who were all good that George Bush and the Bush administration after 9/11 said, we can't do this anymore. And okay, so now we have all these restrictions on how we travel and all these different things. And that's fine. I understand that. But these are the same people who are now upset that they have to get health care, you know? It's okay. You're okay with the government telling you how you can't fly, and that, you know, you're going to be upset now the NSA is listening in on your conversations on your cell phone. But you didn't think that was a problem post 9/11. But now that it's post one black man president, y'all got problems with it.
Right. They are.
Force
right.
me to have health care.
You're so frantic with this shit. You know, I can't stand the small government argument, and then you want to probe my uterus if I decide to have an abortion. I don't understand that. Or
Hello.
You want to dictate
Hello.
What I can have in my... Yeah, I just don't get it. I don't understand this small government at the same time big government.
Well,
you know?
Again,
oh,
have to say this, have to bring it, have to bring it full circle. New Jersey is a small state, small government, large governor. Just have to bring that full circle.
You got dropped on your head.
Several times.
and really
looking to do it again.
That they're calling
sure.
the race
you got 30 seconds.
They're calling the race for Christie. I almost called him Crispy. With only like 2% of the vote in. That really annoys me.
Yes.
Yes, he's probably going to win, but can't we at least wait till we get like 50% of the vote counted? I'm just saying.
No. No, we can't, because we're at the outlying parts of New Jersey. We haven't gotten to the parts where the subs, where the cheese steaks and everything are made, and you know they're going to go heavy for Krispy Kreme. Sorry for the shortened show, America. Guarantee you next week we're going to be back. Full 90 minutes of craziness. And hopefully Kamal will be home from her extended trip on trying to find zombies in America.
I'll be back.
Kamal?
And sober.
Y'all come back now. You hear?
All right now.
Ain't playing with you, girl. Ain't playing with you.
Love ya.
Love you more. Love your show.